Hello, Tony and fellow physics students. My name is Bobby Fernandez. I'm from Anaheim, California. I was born in Santa Ana, California, but raised my whole life no more than 2 miles away from Disneyland. As you can imagine, going there would not give me the same thrill as it would a normal kid after having gone so many times. I am the oldest of three children, and many would not disagree that I'm the most athletic of my siblings. I was involved in many sports as a kid, went on to play high school football, college football, and maintained a physically active life ever since. In choosing a major, I weighed out a lot of different deciding factors. One thing I wanted was to do something that I loved and help people and also make money doing it. For a long time, I've considered medical school as a way to incorporate all of those. As of recently, I don't know if that's the way I'm going to go, mainly because I realize I'm much more philosophical than scientific, if that makes sense. And one of the reasons that I think I enjoy physics is because it incorporates the two realms most all-encompassing. My major, as it stands, is kinesiology, so I think I can go either way with whatever I decide to do. Physics for me is a way to explore the universe around ourselves and pose questions to those things rather than answer them. I focus myself on the asking of questions, because really the math and everything that's involved is, like Tony says, monkey work, and it's not really where the thinking is. My views on society are ever changing, and they will not stop changing until I die, but more and more recently I see a lot of really intelligent people really going to waste because they want to pursue a career that will be lucrative enough for them to fulfill all their fantasies and materialistic needs. I currently work in a pharmacy, and I have for the past 5 years, and I've met a lot of people and encountered many, many really brilliant people just going to waste because they're being paid to stand there and act like reference books or computers, and most of their job is to screen and do the same functions that a computer already does. They just double check. I personally am looking for something more than that, so I see the study of physics as a way to attain that sort of level of understanding of everything around me and myself. Now, this may sound crazy, and it was actually quite funny when one of my professors first told me this, but I would really, really enjoy just being a college student for a long time, maybe even my whole life. I think that every class I take, I can get something different from the next person, and it builds and builds on who I am and what I think of the world around me. Speaking of this class in particular, the problem-solving method is something that we can take and use in any of our future classes or really daily lives. It's something that is universal enough to be able to study it and take the time to study it. Most things I find that I don't enjoy studying are things that I will not use ever again. And a lot of it is done in general ed and things like that. It was real hard for me to get through those kinds of classes, but physics isn't as hard because it incorporates this sort of daily living skill. What I expect to gain from the first 4 years of college have already been attained, and that mainly is just having taken enough classes to know what I want to study and pursue more in depth. To me, the requisite of a bachelor's degree by most employers is just a way to see if you can jump through enough hoops to put your mind to a goal and attain it. the real study is in the post-grad, master's, medical school, professional school. So my plan is to figure out what I want to do, study it, get a master's in it, possibly doctorate, and also I'd like to pursue other interests at the same time, one being culinary school. I like to cook and I like to feed people, make people happy, so I see that as my short-term goal at least. Thank you for listening to my brief insight on the world of physics.